consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, my loves. I'm going to say happy Tuesday as we're recording this live. Today, I'm really excited. We are going to dive into growing your influence through the power of story. Before we get into this, I want to make sure that if you are a coach, you're a healer, you're a practitioner, you're a light worker, you're a therapist, you are here to transform lives in the way that you love to, that your soul is aligned to for this mission, you absolutely need to be in my 5-day self-promotion challenge. We are on day 2. It's not too late to enter. Come on in. The container in this, there's been so many breakthroughs just from the first day alone, and I really don't want you guys to miss out. So you can come in and play. Go to www.7figureconfidence.com/challenge. All right, my loves, trust me, you don't want to miss the amazing activations, the heart openings, the light language, the strategies. I'm here to support you in ascending in every form. So let's move into our episode. I am so excited. As you may know, how we feel really connected with others is through story. Through story is where we can inspire others. Through stories where we can speak to others' hearts and souls, because we're coming from that place. So if you want to learn how to share your story, but you're not sure where to start or how to even go about doing that, or perhaps you're struggling with writing or putting yourself out there, and you know that you're here on a big soul mission and you need some place to start, you are in for a treat. I'm having my special guest, Heather Andrews, who's also a good friend of mine, and she's also the publisher of my international best-selling book. It's a co-authored book. We're both in there as well, called What's Self-Love Got to Do with It? She's here to share the importance of 5 pillars when it comes to writing your story. So you'll want to make sure you're bookmarking this and you're saving this episode and taking notes. Heather Andrews is a publisher, an international best-selling author, and speaker. After writing her first book, Heather first saw firsthand how stories foster hope and change lives. It became apparent to her that the process of writing and sharing compelling stories is a transformational one for both the audience and the author. This is so true, my loves. The profound healing that Heather both felt and observed after publishing her first book was a monumental sign. Through her own rediscovery of self-esteem and her journey to the realization of a deeper personal identity based on values rather than just a prestigious job title, Heather knew she needed to help others like her to get their powerful stories in front of those who need it the most. Heather is a sought-after conference speaker who inspires audiences in her own direct and dynamic manner by sharing her challenges and survival strategies that continue to help her optimize adversity. A voice of self-discovery and fearless revitalization, Heather always makes a positive difference. You guys, let's give Heather a warm welcome. Hello, my love. I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh, so am I. I'm just absolutely over the moon excited because you and I have been through a lot together as we've been growing our businesses. And I'm just so glad that we were able to, come together in that space of what self-love got to do with it when I reached out to you on Facebook that day and said, hey, you need to be a part of this.
Yes. And this is how Heather and I met. We met, oh goodness, Heather, I think it was almost 3.5 or 4 years ago. I'm trying to remember. I remember we were at Your Holistic Earth, their 2-day event, and we were both vending and speaking there. And I think I was wearing my Wonder Woman outfit.
I think you were.
Yep. And that's how we met. You came up to me, you're like, and we started chatting, and it was just like, yep, we're definitely going to be friends. And I felt very connected with your beautiful heart and your energy and just what you are about. So I love that we got to see and experience a journey with each other. And here we are now. So right. I'd love for you to share your story and how you came to be who you are and be doing this, what you're doing now in the world.
Yes, yes, yes. So I was in healthcare for 30 years, and I was in healthcare management. And in 2015, the company that I was in and working with and for, I had been with them for 13 years, and I've worked internationally, and I know that things always happen with good reason. And as I moved through this space of being in this management role, the company was restructuring, and you know, that always creates that sense of unease. And as a leader in that industry, you tend to always speak on your staff's behalf, right? And so as this went through, I was one of the chosen ones to be restructured out. And it didn't come as a shock, but it came as a shock. And I wasn't prepared for the emotions that followed. And even though I knew there was a plan B, the day that I went home and told my at then time husband and children who were young teenagers that their mom had lost their job that day, I was in a space of, it's going to be okay. I know that there's something bigger coming, and I know that we are going to move in this space. And I was back at work within 19 days, but I knew at this time it was my plan B that I wanted to create. I just didn't know what the plan B was. And I had been into the health coaching, and I had moved in the spaces of, you know, really becoming and setting myself up as an entrepreneur. But I was not prepared for the, who am I without my six-figure job? Who am I if I am not doing healthcare? Who am I as I moved in this space? And I really felt that part of lack of self-worth. I felt ashamed. And I felt really like, almost like, I'm going to just call it a loser because I lost my job. And there's, even if you're restructured out due to a company, you still feel like, why me? And that's really where it started. And it was at that not rock bottom place, even though I knew that I was going to have something else and I was going to come out fine or good and solid, but it really did. It affected me in all sorts of catastrophic ways. And I believe that, how do you say, in that time, I was more scared to stay where I was because my children were watching this self-pity movement happening. And I was more scared to stay where I was than to go forward into this unknown space. And it was through people like Deanne Randrau, Holistic Earth, Womenition, those women's spaces that we have in Alberta that really allow, you know, entrepreneurs to step in and connect. It was in those spaces that I met the right people, that I met the people that helped me move into that entrepreneurial journey, which started off as health coaching. And then through Deanne Rondreau and Dorothy Briggs and, you know, women like that, I was introduced to, much like what we did, a compilation. And Kate Gardner out of the UK, who was, you know, doing compilations at that time, co-authored books to help really bring women's stories out there. And I was a part of a compilation about women in business. And at that time, I wrote about my health coaching business that I was creating. And that really changed me. Because I came home that day and I said, hey guys, to my kids, I'm like, I want to write in this book. You good with that? They're like, Mom, go do you. Go be you. And sometimes we learn our best lessons through the mouths of our kids. And so I wrote in this book, and then it became a bestseller on Amazon, and I was introduced to all these amazing women. And it really did create a different kind of a community for me. And it also changed how I was looking at my own story and how our own story can really, the one that we're telling ourselves, can really be the one that can hold us back or it can propel us forward. And sometimes I believe that we do not realize we're doing it unconsciously. I have no self-esteem. I don't like my life. I am unhappy. But you put this front on and it's like, oh yes, I'm fine. Well, no, most of us aren't fine because we're struggling with something. And I know that you can relate to this because this is what you help women dive into in your own practice and what you teach. And it's really aligning to that soul on soulful self. And when we hone in on that story and we become conscious about the things that we're telling ourselves and the stories that we're telling ourselves, and when we become conscious about it, we change that pattern. We disrupt it. And this is the piece that people don't think about when they're in that story space. And you have to disrupt the story that's holding you back.
I love that. I really want to highlight that. Disrupt the story that's holding you back. Wow. I just really want to highlight that so that people are really feeling in this powerful statement. So breathe that in, my loves.
Right?
Because that's what you and I are all about, is disrupting the norms, breaking the boxes, out of the boxes. And so I feel like that's such a deeply important action, like mindset and way of being and taking action aligned with that for the highest truth.
And as we move forward,
please continue.
What's that?
Please continue.
Oh, no problem. And when we disrupt that, and we really embrace all of that, and we're aware of how the story goes, then we can say, okay, why? Why do I feel this way? What is not going right in my life? And then when we published that book in 2016, Kate Gardner had reached out to me and said, you know, with everything that you are in, what you know, project management, change management, relating to people, and having this coaching background, you could do your own compilation. And I thought, you're right. And I was like, okay, so I want to inspire others to share their stories with the world so that others don't have to be alone. That was the thing that came, was the divine download for me. And there was one trigger that made me think that I could do this compilation and publish it and bring this community together, was it was because in 2015, Calgary, Alberta, well, all of Alberta was in that economic funk of our oil and gas plummeting. And I just remember sitting in my financial advisor's office, and he was really not in a good space that day because one of his clients, he had just got word, had committed suicide due to job loss. And he felt that he just got lost in the identity of this job. And not having it, he didn't know how to move forward. And at that point, it really was a triggering fact for, it was a trigger for me that someone had to bring this to the forefront, that, you know, that you can move through different things when you have support. And that's how Obstacles Equal Opportunities was born, because of my passion and my purpose was to bring this to the light of, you know, identity, you know, like who are we really, and what, and it is a loss, and all of those things that move through with a job restructuring or a divorce or losing someone you love, or even a dog that you love because it was your best friend, or, and it was just all about bringing this loss, because really, like, stories are created from obstacles that we have overcome, whether it be
yes.
health, money, relationships, loss, any of those things are the things that create story. And one of the things that I noticed was when my story was actually commented upon as being, I never thought of it that way, and that really changed my life, it changed me.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually why I one pivoted. Of my favorite things that when people say that to me, I feel like that's one of the biggest compliments, because that's the ripple effect.
Yeah.
And that does, it's like that beautiful energetic exchange of like, yes, this is confirmation that I'm on purpose, because as I'm showing up as myself is, and I'm sharing my truth, my story, it's impacting others in a beautiful way.
Absolutely. And I think,
Heather,
and
we're going to take go ahead, and then we're going to go into commercials. So,
oh, we can wait. Just we'll just go for break, and we'll come on back. And we'll
okay, because I know we got lots of jam about. Beautiful. Let's. When we come back, we're going to continue going into the five pillars of what it's like to write your story.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
When you wake up in the morning, are you excited for the new day? Are you passionate about your work? Are your relationships fulfilling? And finally, are you happy? I'm Mia Voce, your host and guide to the power of five. Harness the forces of the universe and unleash your powers within. Join me each Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on OM Times Radio. And remember, anything is possible. You only just have to believe.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back, my love. So let's have you, Heather, continue your story as we were sharing about how it is that you got to where you are today as a story coach.
Perfect. Thanks, Rosalyn. I believe that as you walk your walk, we are all here on a unique mission. And even though we may have like you and I might have traveled the same experience, but you're going to have what you come out with, and I'm going to have what I come out with. Mm-hmm. And that was the one thing that I really, as I moved into my business of growing the publishing business and the story coaching, was how stories influenced others, and how when people shared their story, they walked a little different, they talked a little different, and they really came out the other side of that embracing their story. And I've seen it time and time again, where as we've grown, we went from Follow It Through Publishing into Get You Visible, and we've done our compilations and we've done our solo authors, and it just expanded through word of mouth, because I was so passionate about sharing story and helping people move through their spaces of, you know, my story is not good enough. Who am I to share my story? I'm just another human. And what judgment is going to come of that? And what would my mother say? What would my friends say? They might laugh at me, or I don't have enough time, or I don't know how to do this. And that's why we have teams, and we have editors, and we have myself, and we have all these wonderful tools and strategies and people to support you in sharing your story. And that's how really Get You Visible was growing, because it was be seen and be heard through the power of your story. Because as we move through, the world is connected by story. And it really became that whole thing around your story is what people relate to. So yes. Whether it be, you know, whether you're getting to know a new human in your life and they become friends, it's through that exchange of story. Whether you are putting your business into the online space, it's that story, because it's your heart. It's that vulnerability that creates trust and conversation and that relatability. And I see it every day on social media where entrepreneurs have these wonderful courses and they're brilliant, but they think that they don't have to show their vulnerable side, or they don't know how to share their vulnerable piece or that signature story that is going to bring those people in, that helps them create that content for their Facebook or their
and
Instagram.
And I feel like the other piece is a lot of us are so scared to share because we're worried about people rejecting us and thinking bad of us or judging us. And so there's that mindset piece too.
Yeah.
That would hold many back from sharing their story.
Yeah, absolutely. And even in this last year, I have regressed in some ways because I had my own life quake, I like to call it. It was out of the book Bruce Feeler that I love that term, because life gives us life quakes and we spend time in life quakes. And even though you are an entrepreneur and you have a team and you are an influencer and you are helping people create their stories, sometimes when you walk through a separation, which mine is 18 months old, and our divorce will be final this year. And even though it was a conscious decision, it still had its ripples. My mom was sick, and that had its ripples. COVID hit, that had its ripples. And I was redeployed to frontline healthcare, that had its ripples. All of these things had a huge impact on me. And sometimes we show up extraordinarily well, and sometimes we're in a struggle. And even when you have all the tools and that you know your story, you have to rely on others to help you walk this walk.
Yes.
And that's the whole thing of it, is that we go through these ups and these downs and these twists and these turns in our lives. It's chapters, it's stories, it's a book. And when we really embrace that piece, like everybody's like, oh, well, your life is such a disaster. I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I've just come out of something and I'm on a new journey because I have to learn these lessons for where I want to go, where I want and who I want to be to serve my clients. That's why all this happened.
Mm-hmm. I hope you all are taking that in. It's like when we're thinking about, why is this happening to me? Or why is this happening all the time to me? You know, we're stuck in this state of victim, which is you blame yourself or you blame others and you're wondering why life sucks. I would like to invite you to feel into what is happening for me and through me in this moment. Do you see how that would shift things? What is happening for me and through me? I'm going through this for a reason. I'm going through this for a reason, and it's a greater purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And through that, and even as we've built the company, Get You Visible, there's the five pillars that have really, and they're the anchors of really what story is. And it is courage. And remember the statement, there's two statements here that really, it takes courage to step into what you have endured in this life and what you're supposed to go out and share about that. And it takes courage to share that. But when you know that you have a bigger purpose here and someone needs your story, your unique version of it, it could be, you know, it could actually save a life. It could be somebody's lifeline. And I've seen it firsthand on how somebody reached out and said, I was in the plummet of my life and I was ready to go. And reading your book, realized that I could shift. There was hope. And so this is where I say that in the time frame of, I was more scared to stay where I was because I was modeling this for my kids were watching me. And that's why I stepped into choosing a different way. And it took courage because I had to invest my own money into my company to get it going. I had to invest money in self to do the work to, you know, bring on the team that I needed because I needed an editor. I needed that team as an entrepreneur to go and build what I have. And it's been my team that has supported and believed in every single one of the clients that we have published and coached. And so, yes, as my good friend, Dr. Aaron says, we need to flex our courage muscle and we need to go. And the two things are, you know, are you more scared or is it too painful to stay where you are? And to move out of that, you find freedom. You do. And you find a different way. And when you consciously make that decision, it comes. And the people come to support you when you ask. And it's all about the choice. And the choice is about, I want something different for my life. I want to share my story because it will impact others. And there's also the whole mindset piece, which is, you know, what you are inspiring women to embrace and look at all the lives you've changed. And it's really, and once you, and I remember one story, the lady, Marsha O'Malley was her name, and she wrote in the Empowered Mom Boss book. And she had carried a secret with her for 30 years.
Wow.
And finally, when she got the book, it took courage to share this. And she said was, it's time. It's time to share this and get it out of me and release the shame around it. And, you know, my friend, Dr. Erin Oxel was no different. You know, her story, it was time to release it. And ever since she did that, you know, it created a relatability that, you know, took her business to new levels. And so when we get honest about our story, and people are in such a space now after the pandemic that people want relatable stories. People want hope. People want certainty. Creating a community and a culture is all about bringing that together because people miss connection. And so the third pillar is about connection. It's about connecting to self. So how do you move out of, you know, feeling like an absolute loser for losing your job, for instance? How do you connect to self to move into that space of knowing that you love you? Because you, I, and all of our listeners here, we are the most important asset we've got. And it's priceless. And when you find out who you are inside and you can embrace your story and for all of the things that you have overcome, and you make that shift to know what you've conquered in your life. Just think about that just for a second and just know that what you've conquered is the relatability and the vulnerability piece that is going to, you know, if you're looking for a new partner, if you share that with that person and what that would open up for you. Because so often we want to hide things. And if you were to write it or share it with a friend, write it in a book, share it on a podcast, just that piece alone from your heart can open up avenues for you that you never thought possible. And it creates that. And when you connect to self and you take a different way, it can lead to the power of reinvention. Because we are always constantly changing. We're ever evolving humans. And we are meant to grow. We are meant to change. And that's why the stories, that's why most of us have enough to write a book, because we've gone through so many chapters, you know, of our being. And sometimes we started off as one way. And I remember Boeson saying, you know, what was your life defining moment, or where did things change for you? Or, you know, so when you think about back to your childhood, you know, what was that life defining moment for you? And there's life defining moments at every level. When something wasn't, when you were dealing with an obstacle, what was the opportunity that came out? What was the lesson that you learned? This is stories. This is mentoring moments. These are lessons learned. It's because you're to help you move through that space. So when you shift from this happened to me and you think about how you moved forward through that and what lessons came out of that, that is that courage. You made different choices. You're choosing different now. You're connecting to the world in a different way.
And also you're connecting to yourself in a different way.
Absolutely.
I really want to highlight that too, because it does take a mindset shift as well as beliefs shifting to move from why is this happening to me to why is this happening for me? What is here for me right now to learn so that I can teach what I'm learning. I can share my truth. I can empower myself. And through that, I'm empowering others. Those are some really powerful pillars. So far, just to recap, Heather, can you just name what the pillars are so far?
Absolutely. The first one is courage. Finding that place of self to move yourself into a different space. Choice. Learning how to make different choices, and they don't have to be big ones. It can be just even a 2-degree pivot to go a different way. It can be 1% every day. Just knowing the choice that you have it. It's the most freedom setting experience when you can empower choice. Connection. We've all learned connection is hugely important of the humanity, of the humankind, and to yourself, to your heart. And it's, you know, connection to self, connection to the world, and the connection to understanding your story. And then we're going to talk about 4 and 5 after we get back from the commercial break.
Sure. So we've actually got a few more minutes
for
the commercial, so we can talk about the next one.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure. And creation. Creation is one of the things that we almost tend to lose in our world as an adult. Think about when we were young, our imagination went wild and we were always creating things. We were coloring, we were imaginary playing. And so that creation piece is when we are still as well. Because we get so busy and so clustered that we can't have time to create. And writing is creation. But also when we get still about in that connection space to self, we can start to create different stories. We can start to create different spaces. And we can start to create how we want our life to be when we really get conscious with our thoughts and our choices. And I believe in this so much. And it was that power of reinvention that I talked about, was I am the creator of my own story. You are the creator of your own story. You have the control within the environment to create your own story. And I wrote that out on a piece of paper, and my daughter said, Mom, let's go get a tattoo. And so she has her special tattoo, and I actually wrote it out on a piece of paper, and I have it tattooed on my right forearm. And it's an anchor every day that I am the creator of my own story. So when I'm in a space of where I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go, I don't know how to pivot, or I'm just in that flurry, that is my grounding statement. Because I know when I read this that I'm an influencer of my kids. I'm an influencer to the power of story and how you gain influence in your world. And every single person out there and our listeners and beyond have that power within them to create their own story. We aren't meant to do it alone. We're just not meant to do it alone. We're meant to have it, you know, you plug into a bigger network or ask for help, and you too can have a different story when you get quiet with what you want.
And that's that power of 1,000%. And I really want to highlight this because I preach about this, which is we're not meant to do it alone. In fact, my superpower is asking for help. I actually just put out a social media post yesterday about how I create super flow in my life. And the big, not so big secret is my superpower, asking for help, delegating, making sure I'm putting myself first, my self-care in mind, body, spirit, so that I'm coming from a place of overflow. And I love what you just shared, Heather, the same thing. We need to be surrounding ourselves with people who are uplifting us, who are supporting us, who believe in us, who know that we have a bigger game and we need to speak our message and share our story out there. So thank you for really reinforcing that. Beautiful. When we come back, we're going to continue jamming about how to really get out of your own way, and Heather's going to give you some tips on that.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back, my loves. Heather, let's get into the fifth pillar, the final pillar of storytelling.
Perfect. The last one is after courage, choice, connection, and creation is community and culture. And I love the two of these because it is about creating culture. Like, we hear it in corporate about creating culture and what that looks like and creating community. And so the culture is the feeling of the community. And it's really about in that community, how the people are showing up and how you support each other and moving in those spaces. And when we bring community together, otherwise known as our tribe or the people that support us, it can be many different people. It can be friends, it can be family, it can be your people in your Facebook group that you do business with, it can be your team. And all I can say is that as you go out and share your story in that vulnerable way, people relate to you. People begin to trust you. And community is trust. It's relatability. It's how we can serve each other in that capacity called life, and how we can raise each other up, much like what you've addressed already and in your own tribe on Facebook. And in a time like today, we really, really need these communities, because even when we are going through a tough time, we need those people to support us. And in this last year and a half, it was my team and my inner circle of people and the authors that I was coaching that actually supported, supported me as well. And so, because it's that give and take. And so in that community, it's so important, because it is who we surround ourselves with that keeps our vibe high, that keeps it allowing us to grow and evolve. And that's the power of the community. And it was, and it's like I said, it was my team that helped carry my business so that I could show up in the capacity for my clients to help them publish, to coach them through their bigger vision. Because my team was taking care of all the other things, because they knew that I had limited capacity and I asked for help.
Yeah, you have that superpower too.
Yeah, it is a superpower. Yes, and I learned it many years ago when my ex-husband deployed to Afghanistan. The power of the ask. It was an empowered action. And so when we do that and we have that community that we can rely on, that have our backs, so to say, that is what stories can create through relatability, trust, and vulnerability and sharing.
Absolutely. So Heather, can you share with us who your soulmate client is and how exactly do you support them in the process as a story coach?
So I've supported, the ideal client really is anyone with a story, but it's,
which is everybody,
which is everybody from zero, from like, you know, 11 to 99 anyway. But the ideal client really is that entrepreneur who wants to share their story to create that vision for their book. They have this knowledge base and these stories that they would like to share and incorporate into why they're passionate about what they do. And because the story makes it relatable, what they know is the credibility and that influence piece to go out and share. And that is just, that's, you know, our main niche. Our second one, of course, is helping people walk. You know, there's lots of people that come to me and just say, I want to share a fiction or a nonfiction book that I have within me because I love to write. And so we serve both. And we have the teams that we have the teams to support both. And I think that it's, I want to create opportunity for people to share what they know and also that personal vision for themselves. So
beautiful. And so when somebody comes to work with you, how do you walk them through that process? Is it a lot of mindset coaching as well as strategy?
It is. And so we actually help them overcome. So when a person, I'll just kind of take you through what our writing course is actually, because it takes, it's kind of like the step-by-step. So when somebody comes to me and says, Heather, I have this book in me and I don't know where to start. It's like, okay, let's go back to the beginning. And let's go through these pivotal moments of your life. And what is your bigger vision? How do you see this reaching the masses? Who is your target audience? So these are a couple of brainstorming sessions, because we have to get really super clear on that piece. You can sit down and write your book, but you have to, you do have to have that target market, because there is those people that you want to reach, and you want to make sure that your story is being reached by those people, by that audience, because that's who you are chosen to help, or that's who you want to serve. And the second piece is, the second thing we do is, yes, the mindset, the excuses, the fear, finding courage, moving through the time piece, because we actually do a little bit of time management as you begin to write your book. And we do talk about judgment and what that looks like and all the legalities of writing, because some stories are really super sensitive, and we have to make it reader impactful, but we also have to stay to that person's story, right? So we have, there's all those pieces that we talk about as we are writing this. And as a story coach, it's kind of like pulling those pieces out of the person so that they can, you know, put it into an effective way. So it's going to have reader impact and help them keep their voice and keep their story in that. And then the third thing that we do is we help them write the book to create feeling, to create that emotional piece. And instead of saying, I drove to the grocery store. Well, what was the drive like? Mm-hmm. Well, I got into my car and it was a really hot, sunny day, and the trees were blooming, but the grocery store was really, really busy. And I kind of felt a little bit stressed as I drove to the grocery store that day. That's what we help them with to create their book, their manuscript.
Yes, I love that. It's the walking through the experience for the readers, absolutely. For the listeners. Absolutely.
And it's allowing the how to come out, because readers want the how. They want the what, how did you do this? They want that from our reader or from our author. They want to know how they move through it. And that's that reader impactability that we talk about. And sometimes it's an objective person looking at it going, no, that's really super valuable. You need to keep that in there. Or no, that's redundant and it doesn't really flow in, but it's an important piece. Okay, so what can we do to make this piece more fluid? How the story flows? And the fourth thing that we do is we just talk about, you know, the overall structure. Like, how is this going to be reader impactful? And how is it going to move in those spaces that it's just going to flow and that person walks away going, wow, somebody needs to read this book. And then we talk about the publishing piece. And the steps to the publishing piece really are like the editing, because not all editing is the same. There's the development content of the editing, and then which is kind of like building the story for the reader and keeping the author's voice. But also and then there's the copy editing. And the copy editing is just making sure that, you know, grammatically it flows and the commas are in the right place and the words are effective and all the spelling. And then we have, you know, the quality assurance check, making sure that, you know, everything is as it should be in this book for reader impact. And it's just that third set of eyes. And then it goes off to the formatting. And also the other most important piece too is your book cover. Some people think that you can just put a Shutterstock photo on there, and you can, and that's wonderful. But this book cover is the first marketing piece that authors use to announce that this is their book. And so I always say that the book cover has to reflect the book. It has to be of that attention grabbing where people go, oh, I love it. I want that. And so it's colors, it's photo, it's illustration creation, it's the synopsis on the back when people read it and go, oh, I want that. I want to read this book because it's so great. And these are all those little components that people may not think about as they're publishing their story or their book. And so I always said I created my company so that it was an avenue so that people could take what was in journals, what was on their computer or in their heart or in their head. And my company was that vehicle to get that out there to help inspire others to know that they're not alone in this world.
And I just want to say, as my experience in working with you, Heather, was incredible writing my very first co-authored book. You just made everything so easy, like super doable. I felt like you were walking right beside me. You're always just right there. And I'm kind of like, how do you do that? But you totally were always just right there. And you still are when I'm needing support with getting more copies and printing them out. Like, you've been incredible. And you guys, I honestly, like, I highly recommend Heather, working with Heather, if you're really feeling called to share your story, but you really don't know where to start, or you have some idea, Heather's going to be the eyes for you because of her expertise, so that, you know, we just don't know what we don't know, and Heather knows. So this is a lady to connect with. But right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to flow us into a guided meditation and light language activation to really have you feel into this part of you as you're listening to this episode, as you're taking in the wisdom, the juicy golden nuggets, that I really want you to focus on that in this moment, so that it inspires you to take action, and go out there and write that book. Share your story. Share your truth. Share it. So inviting you right now to just get yourself more comfortable. You can have a soft gaze. You can close your eyes. And just feeling into the thing that Heather and I were conversing on so far that is really at the forefront for you right now. Noticing what that is, and then noticing how your body feels as you really allow yourself to embody this thought. Does it have you feel more inspired? Has it helped you feel more lightness? Maybe something's tingling, something's stirring. And with this, just notice if there's any resistance. And it's okay. Don't try to fight the resistance. The resistance is trying to keep you safe. So it's just breathing. As you breathe into this lightness, this groundedness, whatever the feel-good sensations are, I invite you to also breathe through the resistance. Expand, expand, expand. Send that resistance love and gratitude. And then anchor in to what feels the most good to you in this moment. And I want you to feel into the possibilities. Feel into the possibilities of sharing your story. Writing it out. Your story is so powerful. Imagine your story getting into the hands of others, the people that need to hear and read your story. Imagine them feeling touched, moved, stirred, inspired, braver. Imagine them taking inspired action because they read your story. Because of you stepping into your truth, speaking it and writing it into existence, you change many lives. So feel into this. And I'm going to seal this in with a light language transmission. Kora tikira tikira tua. Pora tikira tikira tua. Tikira tua. Tikira tikira tua. Pora kora tira kira tua. Kira tua. Kira tua. Pora kira tua. breathing this in and anchoring it in. Beautiful, my loves. So taking your time to come on back out, feeling and holding on to this experience and letting it flow through. And if you feel called to, and you're curious to learn more about Heather and learn more from Heather, Heather, how can people get connected with you?
The easiest way is to go to the website, www.getyouvisible.com, or they can personally email me at heather@getyouvisible.com.
Beautiful. Awesome, my loves. And one more thing, we have a giveaway. We're giving away What Self-Love Got to Do With It book. The first three people to comment on my social media, Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior on Facebook, and say, I want self-love book, will receive a free copy right in your own hands. A physical copy of this book.
Thank you, Rosalind.
Thank you, love. Thanks so much for being here.